This segment is brought to you by Jigmaster Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and use promo code PNF20 and save 20% off your next jig order today. Guys, Susie Q here with Adventures of Outdoor Woman podcast, part of the Paddle and Fin podcast. Today's episode, I wanted to do a little something different since, well, you know, it is Thanksgiving weekend after all, and Thanksgiving can mean many things. It can mean turkey, endless food, family, being stuffed, shopping, traveling, and whatever traditions you and your family and loved ones typically do. However, we all know that 2020 has not been the year to do these normal things. Maybe gatherings were very small or didn't happen at all for you guys. Maybe you lost your job and weren't able to take advantage of Black Friday deals. Maybe you didn't have money to buy food. Maybe your loved ones are sick in the hospital with COVID right now. Maybe there's other struggles that you've been struggling with as well. So today, I wanted to take the time to reflect on the good things in life and what I am thankful for. First and foremost, I am thankful for my husband, Adam. Without him, I wouldn't be anywhere. That's just the plain and simple truth of it. Second of all, we are both thankful for our new house in a crazy wild sense of humor of 2020. Without COVID, we wouldn't have gotten a house, so we are thankful for that. Obviously, thankful for kayak fishing, because without it, my mental health would not be very good at all. I am thankful for the new job that I just started. I just finished up my second week this week, so things are going pretty good. I am thankful for my close friends that I have and my family, and that they've been able to stay happy and healthy throughout the pandemic this year. But you know what? Enough about me. I actually want to spread a lot more happiness and goodness despite of how horrible 2020 might have been this year for a lot of people. And you know what? There are actually still some good things out there and good things to look forward to and things to hold on to. I reached out to quite a few people within the kayak fishing community, some of who I know pretty well, some I know just because they are the top leaders in this sport, others are superior role models, and other people just, you know, who are just out there. You know, I didn't really have any rhyme or reason. I just looked people up from different clubs, organizations, groups, chats, whatever. I was like, hey, you know what? Would you be interested in helping me out? And I got a pretty overwhelming response from, I want to say, probably 20-some people. So I wanted to take the moment to share all of these with everybody, because we all need some good, positive messages and need to definitely hear all the good things going for everybody and what they are thankful for. And yeah, I definitely hope that this brings you guys some joy, encouragement, and definitely something to look forward to. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Kirk Smith, KBF 2017 National Champion, Hobie Regional Team Member. And we're at the time of year where we're all giving thanks for stuff. And this year maybe has been a little bit more challenging to find things to be thankful for. And some of the things that I'm thankful for this year is all of you. For everyone that fishes out of a kayak, that's willing to share information. For all the people that, you know, that reach out to you when you have a problem on the road. And you may not have ever met these people, but because you're a kayak angler, they're willing to help you. For all of you guys, I'm incredibly thankful for. The whole kayak community, kayak fishing community, is just something incredibly special that none of us should take for granted, especially this year and this time of year, we should all be really thankful for the things that we do have. And that's something that we do have that's special in the kayak fishing community. There's no other community like it. I have friends that live 10 hours from me that have become my best friends through this sport that we fish out of little Tupperware boats. We fish out of little plastic boats. I'm incredibly thankful for all of you, for the community, and I just want to say thank you guys for being a part of all this. And I hope this Thanksgiving can be one of joy for all of you, and we can all find something together on the other side of this. I can't wait to see you all in 2021 at Lake Seminole for the first OBBOS.
Hey, this is Dan Perry with the Reel Down on Paddle and Fin and Iron City Kayak Anglers here in Birmingham, Alabama. This Thanksgiving, I'm really thankful for my family, my son and my wife. Really, really lucky to have them, and everything, every day that they give me with them, and really our health. I think right now is really grateful for that. We've been really fortunate. So, yep, thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Jamie Stevenson. Some of you guys might also know me as the Northern Kayak Angler, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. And while it's not Thanksgiving here, I wanted to reach out to all my American friends and say Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys have a great holiday. I hope you're able to spend time with your friends and family. As for me, this holiday season, I'd have to say that I'm thankful for all my friends and the support of my family and health. And I'm also pretty thankful for all of you guys for, you're such a great community. You're always reaching out and giving me lots of advice, encouragement. So thank you to the kayak fishing community across the world because you certainly do meet a lot of people doing this. So thank you to all of you guys, and I hope you enjoy Thanksgiving.
Hey, what's up, guys? Mike Anderson here with Topwater Series and the Michigan Kayak Trail, along with our AOY from our Roots Division and AOY from our Huron Division, Mr. Jeremiah Kraft and Eric Palins. And together, we just wanted to wish all the anglers out there a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for everything that you guys do and provide to the kayak angling community. And we couldn't be happier with the success of all these local clubs all over the country and growing this sport. So, to you and yours, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Stay safe.
Enjoy the family food and football.
That's right.
Yeah, right on.
Go Lions.
Hi there. I'm Alan Reed, and I've been a multiple-time guest on the Paddle and Fin Show to talk about the successes that I've had, as well as techniques that I use on the water. But today, I'd really like to thank my friends and my family for all the support that they give me through, what I'm trying to do, all the travel that I'm out there doing, chasing a dream. It's not easy, and all that support is greatly appreciated. But most importantly today, I want to thank the veterans and those that have been part of our military that have potentially sacrificed everything so we can have what we have today. Without them, we wouldn't be able to be out fishing and hunting, getting together the way that we do with our families for this holiday time and all the other holidays throughout the year. So I'm very thankful for them and everything that they've done and potentially sacrificed so we can have all the great things that we have in our country.
OBBOS angler Guillermo Gonzalez here, and this Thanksgiving, I'm especially thankful for God's creation, in which I get to enjoy out in the outdoors every day.
Hey guys, my name is Katie Baca of fishlikecat.com. I am originally from the great steel city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go Steelers! But now my husband Ryan and I live in North Texas. The thing I'm thankful for the most this year would definitely have to be time. And that is time with my family and time with my friends and time on the water, time doing the things that I love that feed my soul and build me up, not letting those little screens steal all that time away. I really hope that more people start to appreciate the time that they are given and stop wasting it arguing with people, you know, us versus them and this versus that. At the end of the day, none of that matters, because all you're going to want when this life comes to an end is more time. So I am definitely thankful for the time that I've been given and for the time that I've left. And I'm also thankful for my awesome sponsors, including Old Town Canoes and Kayaks, the Fishbrain app, Lake Fork Trophy Lures, Rod Socks, and Anglers Pro Tackle here in Dallas, Texas. So I hope you guys had an awesome Thanksgiving and that you really start to appreciate all that time that you're given. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everyone. This is Sam Jones out of Central Indiana. And I just wanted to take a second to tell y'all how thankful I am for the kayak fishing community. That may sound cliche, and I'm sure a lot of other people would say this too, but it truly is important to me. I live this every single day. I eat, sleep, and breathe it. And, you know, I'm so passionate about the kayak community. It's awesome that in a time where everything is so restrictive, so limited, you know, and it's so hard to get out and experience things, we have this community and this sport to get out and be with each other in a safe way. You know, and the positivity that's within the fishing community is awesome, because we're in a world where everything seems so negative anymore. But yeah, guys, I just appreciate everything that Paddle and Fin's doing, people like Susie, to help grow this community, grow this sport, and keep things positive. Thank you all so much, and I look forward to seeing all of you out on the trails and the series and the clubs in 2021.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving. You know, this year, it's been a bit of a crazy year for a lot of people, and a lot of my friends here, they weren't able to go home and see their families, so we decided just to rent a place and all have Thanksgiving together. And you know, this year, you know, they're like a second family to me, so I'm really thankful for my friends and the fact that we can all spend this time together. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you guys all had a good one.
Hey folks, Ola here, coming at you from lovely Central Florida. So today, on this evening of Thanksgiving, I wanted to share the things that I'm thankful for. We'll start off with number 5. Thankful to Native Watercraft. I'm ever so thankful that I'm able to represent them every single time I get out on the water and fish. Number 4, I am thankful that I live in Central Florida. Where else can I fish in late November in beautiful sunshine, perfect weather? Not many places. Number 3, I'm thankful for the Women's Fishing Federation and all the ladies that are a part of this great organization, great support team. We're there for each other in good times, bad times. I love every single one of you. Number 2, I'm thankful for my family and friends' health and well-being in this tumultuous year of 2020. Horrible year, but so far everyone is doing okay and hanging in there. And last but not least, I'm thankful for the big man upstairs for keeping an eye on everyone during this unprecedented time in our, not only our country's history, but in world history. Things are rough, and I know if everybody keeps the faith, we'll come through. So that's my top 5. Happy Thanksgiving. Everyone stay safe and get out and fish.
Hey everyone, Titus Dominguez here, a member of the Rocktown Adventures fishing team. I also help with the KBL and the brand new Paddle and Fin Trail Series. I'll let you guys know what I'm thankful for. First off, I'm definitely thankful to my friend Susie Roloff for getting me my first salmon ever this year. Awesome. Definitely the highlight of my fishing season this year. It was a great time. I'm thankful to my friends and family. I know we didn't see each other as much as we wanted this year, but whether we got out on the water together or we hung out virtually or met up socially distanced, you know, it's still great to see everybody and interact as much as we could. And then lastly, I want to thank my wife, Michelle. She is an awesome person, and she's always been loving and supportive of me, and, you know, and she's always there for me. She's the absolute best. So love you, babe. And for everyone else, have a safe holiday. And look forward to seeing you on the water. Bye.
Hey everyone, Martin Quick here from Northern Wisconsin, longtime angler, short time kayak angling, last 5 years or 6 years, something like that. Anyhow, this is about showing a little bit of thanks and all that stuff, but I want to say thank you to Susie. We've had some past adventures together fishing, and I'm sure we'll have some future ones together fishing. And thank you for putting this video together and doing this little montage of all the things that have occurred in the fishing industry and all the thankful parts of it. So another thing that I want to do right away is say that I'm thankful for the girlfriend that puts up with me, even though I have to put up with her too. It's a two-way street, unless it's a two-way river, but no. So anyhow, I just want to give a big thank you to all the people out there that are working hard, the logistics of all these tournaments. A lot of them work for free, and that is a huge, huge thing, and we totally appreciate what you're doing. It brings us together for camaraderie, for challenges, for prizes, and all the things that happen that keep us busy and having a good time. So thank you to all the people helping run these events. You are truly appreciated. On a side note, I want to put a little bit of love for Great Lakes Kayak Fishing Series, which I've been fishing in for a while. I've designed the logos for them and quite a few other anglers. So I want to say thank you to all the people that have used me for my graphic design. You are truly appreciated too, because I get to fish a little more because of you. So right there, baby. Okay? Yeah. All right. On all that, I'm going to hang it up and say I wish you a very happy holiday season. Take care. Stay beautiful. And hook those lips, baby. I don't ever talk like that. Bye.
Hi, all. This is Jean Wilson here, just finishing up another great day outdoors in the panhandle of North Florida, where I love to kayak fish for largemouth bass, swanee bass, and all the saltwater critters at the coast. I'm a member of the USA kayak fishing team and Jackson kayak fishing team. Love my team, JK family. I also have the distinct pleasure of being Susie Roloff's very first epic guest on her podcast, The Adventures of Outdoor Woman. Thank you, Susie. It's so great to meet you. Well, not in person, but you know how we do it on social media now. And I am, you know, people like Susie, the community is just filled with wonderful folks who are enjoying themselves, having the time of their life, whether they are tournament fishing or just doing it for adventure, mental health, which we need in this pandemic. Very grateful for my family and my daughter, who are great supporters and encouragers of getting out and following your dreams and enjoying life. Happy Thanksgiving, all. Bye.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Sean Lavery from the Bass Fishing for Noobs segment of the Paddle and Fin podcast. I'm from York, PA, and this is what I've been most thankful for this year. Number one, first and foremost, my family, my wife, and my two lovely daughters. They've been great, super supportive of me this year, and just doing great dealing with all the craziness that this year has brought. Secondly, I'm thankful for my job. I switched jobs in the middle of the year, started a job that just didn't work out for me, and I was lucky enough to quickly realize that and shuffle and find another job, and it's been working out great, so I'm super, super thankful for that. And lastly, I'm just thankful for all the fishing that I got to do this year and all the ways that I've grown as an angler. Super looking forward to next year and using all the skills that I've developed to see how much better I can be next year. So again, just been, despite all the crazy circumstances this year, it's still been a good year for me, and I'm just thankful for all the ways that I've been blessed, and also a little thankful that this year's coming to an end. So that's pretty much it. So thanks, and take it easy.
Hey, it's Josh Eldridge from Dayton, Ohio, part of the Paddle and Fin podcast. I'm on the final cast with Brad Hicks. Just wanted to give a huge shout out to Paddle and Fin, as well as Loveland Canoe and Kayak, and Yak Gadget. Things this year I'm grateful for is definitely my friends and my family. It's been a rough year for everybody, so keep those people closest to you. And thank you, everybody, and have a great year.
Hey guys, I'm Jody Queen from Bluefield, West Virginia. This is my wife, Vicky, and we're so thankful this holiday season to have each other, and thankful also that we don't have an empty plate at our table like thousands and thousands of other people do at this point. Wear a mask, be safe. Love you guys.
This is Jay Wallen here from Pikeville, Kentucky. Happy Thanksgiving from my family to your family. Just wanted to take a quick moment and let you know what I'm thankful for. Obviously, I'm thankful for family. I've got a new wife. I've got a new nephew. And my family's growing very quickly. I'm thankful for good health, able to get out and be around people and get on the water and do some fishing as well. Think about what you're thankful for this year. I know 2020 has been hard on us all. We've all had to make sacrifices, but if you look for the good, there's been some good things going on out there, and I'm very thankful for that. We've got an awesome kayak family. I'm thankful for all of you, and I can't wait to see you all again in 2021 on the road or on the water.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. This is Jim Strunk coming to you from Spencer, Indiana, right here on the Strunk Farm in Sweet Owen County. I just wanted to go through a list of the companies that I represent and that I'm extremely thankful for. I'm just going to try to keep this short, so I'm just going to run through the list real quick. Catch Products Incorporated, On the Water Innovations, Kistler Rods, Sun Valley Sports Indy, Hobie Fishing Team, Dakota Lithium, Wicked Weights, and the club that I am affiliated with the most is Grassroots Bass Yakking, the Indiana chapter. I'm the founder there. I'm the one that come up with Grubby and the whole madness of it. But I have a lot of great dudes that helps me with that, and they're really the ones that I'm thankful for. Without them, this wouldn't even be possible to be able to have Grassroots Bass Yakking. Let's start with Cole Ritter, David Brooks, Cole Garland, Zachary Rossbottom, Adam Cartwright, Austin Killian, Adam Murray, Steve Martin, George Nemeth, Aaron Molinder, Josh Robbins, Chris Hillenbrand, Jeremiah Thompson. And then the last but not least person that I'm very thankful for is my wife. You know, I'm extremely thankful for her just putting up with this madness of this kayak competitive fishing that I've been doing for the last few years. And, you know, she's getting involved, helping out in our championship and all that stuff. And I'm very thankful for this community in general. You know, what a great community. I just happy to be part of it. But anyway, wishing all of you happy Thanksgiving and God bless. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Mel Isaacs here, co-founder of and tournament director of Kayak Anglers of Missouri, as well as the Women's Fishing Federation, and also chief owner and operator, painter, artist, whatever, at She Angler Custom Baits. I want to take this moment to give Susie a shout out for allowing me to do this video and asking me to be on her podcast. And she, in our conversation regarding on what kind of information she wanted or what she wanted on this, she asked me, I want to know what you are thankful for this year. And of course, it didn't take me but just a minute to tell her, and didn't have to give a whole lot of thought about it, because the first thing I'm thankful for is my God, because without him, I can't get through a single day. And I'm thankful for my family. I love them very much. They're always right there to support me, and my friends. Those were the things that I spouted out first. And then after we hung up, I got to thinking and just kind of thinking back at this crazy week. It's been a tough week, not just for me, but for many. And I was reminded of a huge blessing. And I thought, you know what, this is what needs to be shared as far as I'm concerned. And that's the blessing of my kayak fishing family. The kayak fishing community has just, they're amazing. And I'm more so reminded of it this year than ever, because this week I lost a very dear friend. And it's let me tell you, it's hit home, and it's hit hard. Sorry if I get a little choked up, but a lot of you know who I'm talking about. And I can tell you, I've known Ben for about 4 years now. Got to meet him when I started going down to Conway to H24 Outdoors. I never once saw that man without a smile on his face or offering to help me in some way. He is always such an encourager and such an amazing example of so many in our kayak fishing community. If ever in my mind that there was a true ambassador to this sport that I actually knew and fished with and had a relationship with, it's Ben Spangler. And I just, when I think about that, and I think of all the joy that the kayak fishing community has brought me, I'm thankful. I can't even begin to tell you how thankful I am. There's a lot of people I've never met that were friends on Facebook that have reached out and said, hey, you know, is there something we can do? Even in my dark times, and I have them just like anybody else, you know, there's always been somebody to come out and pop a joke or ask me, do you need anything, or invite me to go fishing with them, or hey, how you doing? It's been a rough year. You know, you just need to talk, and you're not going to find that anywhere else. I'm sorry, but our kayak community, that's what we're about. And I just pray every day, Lord, just let it continue on like that. Let it not be about the money or about the tournaments, but let it continue to be what it has been from the get-go. And that's a community of amazing anglers who really love the sport and love the people that they fish with. So Ben, this video is for you, and I know you're shining down, and I know you're up there in the most amazing waters, but thank you for being such an example. And to all my friends out there in the kayak fishing community, whether we have met in person or not, thank you for your friendship. Thank you for all that you do to make our sport great. And just know that I find all of you a blessing in one way or another. And I ask you and encourage you, reach out to your fellow kayak angler, because you know what? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I really think when you reach out, you're going to find that there are some truly amazing people out there who are just eager to build new friendships. So again, thank you, Susie. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And if I don't see you again, Merry Christmas, and may your family be blessed. Here's to a wonderful 2021, and I'll see you on the water.
What's up, guys? JP here from Off the Water and Four Star Fishing. I'm just coming today, give you a little piece of my mind of what I'm thankful for. First and foremost, I'm thankful for Paddle and Fin for giving me the opportunity here to host my awesome podcast, Off the Water. You know, it's been a blessing, and thank you guys for believing in me. You know, it takes a lot to get out there and do what I do and say what I have to say, you know, in that podcast. I'm putting myself out to the world, and, you know, you guys have been awesome. So I'm very thankful for that. Rocktown Adventures for the fishing team. I couldn't be, you know, as much as crazy as this world's been this last year. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Brian, for believing in me and all my teammates. Austin, Titus, Roddy, Brian, all you guys, man, thank you. Wicked Rates, TRC, thank you guys for, you know, having my back, you know, and putting out good products. And Old Town, Canoe and Kayaks, you know, that the AP has been my therapy for all the stuff that has gone on right now. But more above that, I'm also very, very, very thankful for my family. My friends, Olivia, you know, we've had some trying times this year. We've had a death in the family, and we've had our share of obstacles, and we've all stood together. I want to thank my fire department family. You guys have been, every third day, we're together, and then some. You know, it's a brother and sisterhood right there. You know, and most of all, what I'm thankful for, too, is even though I didn't get to go out and compete the way I wanted to because of the COVID restrictions and so on and so forth, you know, being being able to find good, you know, decent fishing holes within, you know, an hour or two of where I live and being able to discover fishing that way. But above all, I'm just thankful for the blessings that have come out from all the negatives of this year. I could sit here and dwell on everything bad that's happened, but everything, there's been a blessing that has come out of here. Thank the Lord every day that I'm here, and thank you for the opportunity to serve every day. So that's just my little 2 cents of what I'm thankful for, and you know, and our listeners. Without you guys, Paddle & Fin wouldn't exist. So thank you guys again. You guys rock, and leave it to you.
Hi everyone, my name is Jackson Orr, and I'm 17 years old and from Fort Wayne, Indiana. First and foremost, I hope everyone had a very blessed Thanksgiving. Over the past 4 years, I've been extremely grateful to have the opportunity to chase my dreams and compete in kayak fishing tournaments across the entire United States. From local trails such as Indiana Kayak Anglers, Michigan Kayak Trail, and Topwater Series, to national trails such as Bass Nation, Hobie Bass Open Series, and Kayak Bass Fishing, the experience has been surreal. I couldn't be more thankful for all of my friends, my family, my amazing sponsors, and all of the mentors I have in this industry. It's been such an amazing experience, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. But most importantly, I am very, very thankful for the man upstairs and how he has directed me and guided me in the path I'm going today. None of this would be possible without him, and for that, I am extremely blessed. With that said, I hope everyone has a great weekend. God bless you all.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode on Paddle and Fin. Don't forget to go check out our website at paddle, the letter N, and fin.com. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel at Paddle and Fin. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest on a future episode, feel free to email us at paddle, the letter N, and fin at gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Paddle and Fin on Facebook and Instagram. Shout out to our show supporters, Angler. The Angler button and app just makes for a better time on the water and creates a virtual logbook for every fishing outing out on the water. Shout out to Rocktown Adventures, located in Northern Illinois, for all your kayaking, camping, and hiking needs. TRC Covers, protect your investment. Catch Products, shout out to Catch Products. Go to catchproducts.com and put the Paddle and Fin logo directly on your catch board. Shout out to Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com, use promo code PNF20 and save 20% on all your jig and tackle needs.